Okay, so recap. Any news? No? I got one for you. It's from a source I would kind of, one of those sources, but I'll read it
One of
anyway.
those sources.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you know, the ones I don't really. Texas Snake. Earlier today, the banker was advised by his home office that it appeared it would not be necessary to staff all his currency exchange centers over this weekend. That word reached him around 3 o'clock. Then about 7:20, which I presume was yesterday. He called with an update. That means his banker called him. I don't know of any banker that would call you at 7:20 at night, but anyway, now he is advised to have his entire staff of trained exchange staff on call throughout the weekend and to be positioned to have all locations open within 1 hour of notification. The best guess was for Sunday, but could happen anytime. Late reporting due to being away from the computer until now. Whatever that means. So, again, high alert for this weekend.
Let's go, Jesus. I'm ready.
Yeah, we all are.
I'm just waiting on the Lord to give us our next step.
Step. Yeah.
Has anybody seen posts on Telegram and or Signal about remember the 5th of November?
November, yeah, that's when is that? 13.
That was
That was
supposed to
yesterday.
yeah
That was
on
yesterday, the
per
5th.
the Julian calendar. Yeah.
Yeah, it was yesterday. That's right. But again, sometimes we don't hear about it for, a couple of days to a week, right?
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true.
So, well, something significant. When was Trump's speech cut off? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
So there you go. So there's something that's probably another marker, right, of some sort, but we're not going to find out yet for a few days. But did you guys listen to this guy? I posted it. His name is something Anon. Oh, SG Anon, I think. SG. I posted it. Did you guys listen to it? He talks about Trump's speech and he breaks it down and he tells us in the art of war where we are. And it's pretty fascinating. And there is a lot going on right now, literally behind the scenes, that is going to affect us profoundly within, I believe, the next few days to a few weeks. And he really couldn't tell us date wise, but we're in pretty much the last stages of, and I know we've said that we're in the end game, but literally we are in the end game. The checkmate kind of end game, right? Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting. Just keep your vibes high, people, because we're getting there. Slowly but
Yes.
surely, because it never happens on our timing. It's always like Sandy said, it's on God's timing, right? It's divine timing, and we can't second guess that. But through listening to this guy, it really gives you a lot of it picks you up. So if you need a pickup, I'll try and repost it again. I'll go online now and go find it, and I'll repost it so it's fresh for you guys to find. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend it. He's awesome, this guy. Intuitively, I'm telling you, he's bang
And
on.
it makes sense.
It
It
does
makes sense to
absolutely
follow
make
him.
sense. Yes.
I listened to it
I listened to
yesterday.
it. It was really good. It
So,
was
yeah,
very
see,
informative.
everybody, it lifted everybody up, didn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And it, you might, I might have to listen to it again. He's rather deep, and
He
he
is.
mentions quite a few things that are a little bit above me because that's not my forte. And so, yeah, I'm going to maybe listen to it again, but the information and the pick me up was, yeah, rather excellent. I followed him a bit because I also follow Captain Kyle, and Captain Kyle recommends him highly.
Yeah, Yeah, and he's also on another group, but I can't remember what the name of that group is because I just kind of fell upon him. So I listened to that to him somewhere else first. And that's why when somebody posted this, I was really happy listen.
Yeah,
to
let him. Let me just throw this out there. He does not have a Telegram channel. So no. If you see an SG Anon on Telegram, it could, he's got some fake people, and some of the fake people are okay because they take his stuff from Truth Social and they put it on these fake Telegram channels, but he's really only on, he has a Rumble site and I can't remember the link, but you can find it on his Truth Social.
Yeah.
That's all he has, Truth Social and Rumble. He does not have Telegram.
Right. So yeah, he's awesome. And I remember at the end, he gave about 6 or 7 dates. And I remembered the last one, which is early March. So we've got from now, you know, to early March before we, and I don't remember, and yet he didn't explain what those dates were, what, you know, necessarily. So it doesn't mean that it's going to go that long. But that is the end date, early March. I think the 3rd or 4th of March was the last date.
I remembered November 22nd, which is coming up. That was his list. And then he said December 7th, which is,
there you go.
And then December 10th. And I don't, what's the 7th? Is that Pearl Harbor Day?
World War II. I think that was
Pearl Harbor.
6th or 7th? Was it?
He said December 7th and 10th.
Okay. So
Luna,
was the 7th then.
Luna, I don't know if you can hear me, but I sent it to you. I sent the SG Anon.
Oh, did you?
To you, yeah.
Excellent.
So you can probably copy that, I guess, and send it to the rest of the group.
And where did you send it, on Signal?
Let me see here. It was in my... I'm at work right now, but let's see here. It's in my text messages. The person that sent it to me sent it by text. And so I forwarded it to probably your phone number. I'm not sure if that's your phone number, but see if it's coming through on your text. Go into my contacts. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, where did you send it to me?
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get to my contacts here.
There is a post on the Telegram channel. It's always been about the children. I guess Trump may be making another announcement tomorrow, the 20th, at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Tomorrow, eh?
Okay, he's getting more frequent.
Yeah, that's good.
I just forwarded it to the WBG group Telegram.
Gosh, Luna, I don't know why I'm having such a difficult time with this. Mm-hmm. It's Lily again. I know I sent it to somebody and I thought it was you.
Okay, hon, it's okay. I can find it on our site. It's no problem. It's not that far up.
289? Is that you? 289?
Yeah.
991-0762?
Yeah, that's me.
And this one is about, it's file 26. It's about the U.S. Marine Corps apprehending traitors. U.S. National Guard deployed and Trump.
Yeah, that's the one I posted. Direction. I think I posted it. Right. That's the one I posted,
Okay.
I'll find it.
Yeah, it's good. I listened to it twice. It was encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least, you know, we know that things are going on behind the scenes. I think that should give us comfort.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Things are moving, even though, and like we've always said on here, quiet is good. It's good. It means stuff is going on behind the scenes. Right? That they can't tell us about yet. Now, I just got notice from one of our members in Australia, an article that's about U.S. warships are currently docking in cities across Australia. So remember, he was saying that it's all over the world. They're being set up, right? All over the world. Their National Guard or whatever military, right? The U.S. military is all over. There's another confirmation. So it's amazing.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I've been watching them here, and I think I know what to look for when they're in plain clothes, but... Yeah. Not only was there an article talking about how they're showing up in full view now for the last couple of weeks or several days, I'm not sure how long, but only recently. And I've seen them. I've seen them around here right in front of the U.S. Embassy. I spoke to them and thanked them. On the same dog walk around the corner, there were a bunch of them parking a car, wearing their uniforms. I see a bunch of them from different countries. I don't even know where. I just know it's military outfits. Give them thumbs up. They're very sweet. They're nice. They're smiling. They're warm. They appreciate the recognition. And yesterday in the store I'm in right now, where I go to hide, there were two of them wearing their camo clothes and their camo backpacks. And I was thrilled. I mean, I made a point to get up and walk past them just to say hi. I wanted to jump up and down and hug them and thank them and scream, but I couldn't. Yeah. So they're here in New York, and I was trying to speak before just to give you a little gauge. It has been nonstop people in this neighborhood with these fake injuries because they're all under house arrest, and I'm not kidding. I could break my neck because there's always another one in sight, another one. It's traumatizing in its own way, and it's also, you know, it makes me gasp. And if I had somebody to enjoy it with more often, it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For as insane as it is, and for as many of them as there are. Now, meanwhile, just earlier, I see yet another one that I know with a cane. And the funny thing is that you watch them just take a few steps and then tap the ground with the cane. Step, 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 tap. These are not people who need a cane. And then there was a man I've seen in my building since I've lived there over 20 years. And all I know is that his partner died probably close to 20 years ago. And he seems to me like he's just become the semi-retired man who I often see running the fruit stand a few blocks away. Today, I saw him with a cane. And it just made me realize it doesn't matter what you did, when you did it, how far back it goes. I don't know what he did, but he did something where he got dealt with, you know? And you know, I realize that he's not on our team in the last couple of years because he's walked around with a mask, sat in the park with the mask on. You know, like, you're not one of us if that's where your head's at. But to see the cane today from somebody like that, they are getting, in my estimation, they're getting everyone. So that's a little barometer. And that's clearly what they sort of knew they had to do. So God bless these guys. Yeah. And I agree. Something's going to happen, I think, really just coming.
So Elizabeth posted some dates from that SGN on file, which, by the way, I posted on Telegram. The important dates are November 22nd, December 7th, 10th, 12th, January 20th, March 1st, and March 4th. And those are mentioned, I believe, in that Anon, SG Anon's thing that I posted.
So I posted that video of last night, Trump's Mar-a-Lago speech. It's on the WBG. The audio is not very good, but you can discern it if you listen carefully. The other thing I wanted to say is, I don't know if anybody else has heard this. I can't verify that it's true, but I think it's worth, you know, discerning about. Trump in his last couple of rallies, when he's talking about, you know, the Biden inflation and how outrageous it is, has brought up the subject of how Thanksgiving turkey is going to be three times the amount of money that it ever has been, and just don't buy it. And I, you know, when he said that, I thought, well, there's something there, you know, one of his comms. I just didn't know what it was. Well, then I heard the day before yesterday, I heard on Patriot Party news, one of the fellows said that there's been suspicions that the black hats, dark hats, cabal, they're poisoning the poultry supply. And, you know, they're desperate to kill as many of us as they can or make us sick or harm us in some way, shape or form. Now, I don't know. I don't eat turkey. Haven't for many, many years, but just something to be aware of. If you're going to eat turkey, realize you're risking something there. I think it could be possible. I don't know, but just telling my family here, beware.
Good thing I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
So back in the spring, there was a big highlight of various channels were highlighting all these fires and demolitions of all these poultry places. That's back in the spring.
That's right.
And that was to let us know, I think, that Trump was cleaning all that crap up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he cleans that stuff up, that's what I don't understand why, when you're talking about that, why he's emphasizing that, because remember we were talking about that we know about the McDonald's meat. Okay. So somebody, and I don't remember the date or time frame or anything, but he was seen eating a McDonald's hamburger. And I don't know if that was to let us know that it was safe.
Yeah, that's true.
So why would he at this point say that and allow so many people who love, I love turkey. I love turkey at Thanksgiving. And you know, there's something about the tryptophan that's supposed to be like a melatonin effect, you know? So anyway, that's here and there.
But, I can answer your question. I can answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah, because I used to work in a store.
Grocery store.
Yeah. So what I can tell you is they have, I'm not talking about the, let's say, the fresh turkeys. I'm talking more about the frozen ones. At a store level, turkeys can stay frozen in the bins or on the shelf, if you want to call it that, the frozen bins.
You can't, we can't hear you, George.
It could be there.
Your volume is too low.
Is that better?
No.
That's not better?
No.
All right. Is that better?
That's better.
Yes. Yes.
Can't hear you at all now. Nothing. I can hear you in the other room, but I cannot hear you on the air. I know. Just take your headset off. I know you don't like it, but take it off to talk and see how that is.
I'll change my earbud maybe.
Oh, there, your voice came back.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah. Can hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. That's
great. You're still a little low, but
yeah, all right.
You have to speak up.
Yeah. So at any rate,
there you go.
Yeah. So at any rate, yeah. So we're working at store level. The turkeys, the frozen turkeys I'm talking about, not the fresh ones. They used to stay in sometimes the whole year they'll sit in a frozen bin. So So what we're talking about is the old tainted ones, not the new ones that Trump has fixed. So in other words, when the factories were bombed or set afire,
right,
there's a whole bunch of other turkeys that had gotten through in the beginning, right?
That's true. And never thought of that.
Yeah. And they're sitting there in
the frozen ones.
That's right. The frozen ones are just,
and they're always cheaper than the fresh, right? Like considerably cheaper,
mm-hmm.
even though they're expensive, but considerably cheaper than the fresh. Because I have bought fresh.
Mm-hmm. So I guess Anyone eating these older turkeys, or even people who have turkeys that they bought from, you know, from a few months earlier, knowing that they have, let's say, a Thanksgiving coming up, or Christmas or something, they bought a turkey early, and they could be tainted as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer. Okay.
So what do you recommend? Because I just bought one a couple days ago.
It was
look
frozen.
At the date. Yeah, it's frozen.
Yeah.
I myself personally, I wouldn't touch it for a while. I wouldn't even touch it, period.
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily, I guess I cook it for my family. I don't eat much turkey, but I'm cooking it for like 20 people. It's a big turkey, 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know. It's a tough call, but myself.
It's a risk.
I'm glad.
If I tell these people, Gio, what you said.
I know, they think you're crazy.
Yeah, they're right. Gonna go just cook the damn turkey we want to eat at.
Right.
Yeah. So then just pray over it.
Right.
That's yeah, I'm gonna pray. Do, I'm right? gonna pray over this turkey.
Yeah. Yes. The other thing is take a look at the date. And if the date is fairly new, you're probably okay. But if it's an older date, maybe get rid of it and buy a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
Okay. It's a Kroger turkey. I don't know if that's any good or not. No telling.
Yeah, certainly don't buy fresh.
Someone's trying to talk, isn't it? Maybe they're saying Gio.
Luna, you got control, so you'll have to.
Yeah, I've got the record on anyway. Yeah, so nothing else new. Anybody want to talk about something today?
Luna, I'll talk about a date that you threw out. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
I think a lot of us might know that the military is operating often on the Julian calendar, which is 13 days different from the Gregorian, which we've been living on.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we consider in terms of dates, we have to do a 13-day slide forward and backward and see what those dates are. 11/22 happens to be the 59th anniversary of the JFK shooting. That would be significant. Meanwhile, what do you get when you go 13 days away from 11/22 back? You get 11/9 reverse is 9/11. And they are operating at a supernatural level with what they're doing. They are undoing and reversing all kinds of spells and bad energies and all these different things that have gone on. So it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense that they are using dates like that. In some ways we might know, in some ways we might not know, but there's a little significance there. And the 25th, which is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is JFK Jr.'s 62nd birthday.
A comment was made yesterday. You know, they keep saying he's going to make his appearance finally, you know. Well, we heard that I don't know how many times. So that would be very interesting if he were to make his appearance on his birthday. That'd be awesome.
And then the one I forgot is 11/24 Thanksgiving. 13 days from that is 11/11. And I think a lot of us also know that there was the executive order from JFK, executive order 11110. So that is another significant date, because 11/24 equals 11/11. Also, there was this German guy. A lot of people went a little happy with this German guy weeks ago who put out a video saying, you're all going to remember where you were on September 24th. So that is another different calendar. The Roman calendar, I believe, we're 2 months apart. A good example is October begins with OCT, and OCT means eight. But it's the 10th month. So you have to realize that we're off by 2 months there as well. So October means eight, and something that would be August or 8/29 could be considered October 29, which is an actual date, by the way. That's the Day of Judgment or Judgment Day. So there's just another thing to consider there.
Good one. Very good, RJ. Thank you.
Sorry for that noise. Mm. Also, it's just information, so y'all can use your discernment, but I don't really follow negative 48, this Michael Protzman, but I have friends that do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm still on his channel, but he's now heading back to Dallas. Apparently he was in Florida and he's calling all his friends to come because he says the appearance will be, you know, what starts in Dallas ends in Dallas. And he says Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. So the 24th, 25th.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, there's news for you to just think about. I don't know if it's true or not, because he said it before. So there you go.
Yeah. And I don't know where I saw something. I wish I had kept it. I'm going to check my saved folder in Telegram, because I usually put stuff over there where I want to go back and look. Of course, I forget though, right? But something to do with JFK coming in. So I'm not surprised at what you just said, Sandy.
Yep. And I don't know.
This weekend with the anniversary coming up, you know, in 3 days, right?
Right.
Which happens to also be my first grandchild's 12th birthday. So that's pretty special.
It's a beautiful day.
It is. It's a beautiful day. And then that to look forward to on the weekend would just be the ultimate, wouldn't it?
It would be so good.
Because
who needs Black Friday anyway?
And I said it to you guys before. I was 9. I remember vividly when he was assassinated, quote unquote. Right? Vividly. And that I don't know if you guys heard the story, but in my school, they had us go under our tables. So we went under our desks. Did you guys do that too in the States?
I was like 9 months old.
Oh, you were 9 months.
I was born in 63.
I remember it because my mother just started bursting out crying. And I was like, I didn't know what was going on, and she had the TV on. It was a black and white TV, and she just was like, I'd never see her cry like that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had the same experience in grade school. Was it a Catholic school?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Me too. Yeah, same
Unreal,
thing.
Unreal, eh? I didn't realize that they did it in the U.S. This is incredible to find out 59 years later, right?
Yeah. I was 9 years old, too. I remember it very clearly. Yeah. When's your birthday?
October 11th, 54.
So I'm just a little bit older than you. I'm July 28th, 54.
Yay.
So.
I'm a youngster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a youngster, but, you know. But that memory is vivid. And I don't know if I can't say it's because I was put under a chair, because I had a teacher that used to do that regularly to all the immigrants, of which I was one. Right. So it wasn't that. It was, I'm sure it's not that. It was the actual event. Because knowing now who I am, right, and what my role is in with humanity and all that, I think that back then as a child, I was already getting impressions and feelings and intuition. And, you know, I didn't know that was necessarily what it was, you know, because I was a kid and because it was my life and I was just going through, you know, my life. But looking back now, I can remember all the significant, you know, Diana's death, quote unquote, right? And we have to say that because we know that these people are alive. So when I think about that, the way I felt with all of these different quote unquote deaths, that was my intuition telling me something's wrong here. So in other words, what I'm looking at is not what is really happening. And I know because it was the exact same feeling that I got in my gut. You know, when Bob Marley died, same thing. Like I can tell you almost every Jimi Hendrix, I can tell you specifically all those deaths that I felt that with. And these are all the people who are coming back. And that to me is, that's a miracle, right? Isn't it? Because I don't know about you guys, but when Kennedy was assassinated, I remember thinking, oh my God, this world, we're in trouble. We're in really big trouble. I felt that as a 9-year-old kid. We're in trouble. Because to me, that was the first marker where the cabal actually was showing us their presence, right? 9/11 actually made me sadder than I can even describe to you. But that was because somebody failed us, right? I knew it was an inside job. I'm not talking about the inside job. I'm talking about the fact that it actually happened. How many years after they assassinated, quote unquote, President Kennedy? That's what the disappointment was, that we didn't do anything. I felt like the powers that be, the good guys, right? The white hats should have done something because they knew it was coming. Because they know everything, right?
Yeah. So let me ask you this and everybody else. Telegram a year ago was fairly new to me. I might have been on it for 6 months, but I had to figure out how to get on the different channels. I didn't know what I was getting into, but that's when Negative 48 came on and I happened to stumble on him. And so of course we had the thing that they did down in Dallas last year where they had their little parade and but there was no JFK. You know, and everybody's saying, look at those idiots, you know, meaning me or it, you know, those watching, thinking that he's going to be in this parade, for crying out loud. So I'm just wondering if this is true that, and this is what Mike Penny used to say, everything has to happen twice. So this is twice. Oh, you're saying three times. Holy cow. I hadn't heard that. Oh my gosh. So we got another year? You're shaking your head. You better tell me what you're.
Yeah, meaning. Please explain, RJ.
I think this is their third time back to Dallas, not their second. And even though a lot of people didn't see him last year, how do you know he wasn't there? I think he was.
Right.
And I think that even photos where if you were to inspect everybody, say, who's that? What's their name? Who's that? What's their name? Who's that? And are they under a mask? Who might that be? I think there's people that have been in our face that you're going to find out later have been in your face.
Yeah.
Just like if there's something that you don't know and can't figure it out, like something was said three times, but does it really refer to the turkeys, or is it possible that they're just doing that thing where they increase the power of something being done that you might not know, because you can increase the spell up to three times. That's why if you believe in 17, you can go as high as 3 times 17 is 51. So 51 is the maximum power you get out of the whole Q thing. So if they're returning to Dallas for the third time, that's significant. Mm-hmm. And it might have been a phrase that he uttered that you're supposed to do the gematria for. Sometimes it's not information as much as it is think about the phrase that you just heard, go to your gematria calculator and type it in. And 9 times out of 10, when you have that instinct, you type something in and you start to see the matches and you go, oh, that's what that means. Right? So that's, there you go.
All right.
There you go, Becky.
Thanks.
So third's the charm then.
And and I don't know if you follow this Shelley Mullinex, because she's been saying different things in her gematria that she's somehow affiliated with Mary Magdalene. Yeah. Do you understand that part of it?
Yeah, she's got the essence of Mary Magdalene. You either feel it or you don't. I don't follow, so I'm not speaking because of I know who that is. I don't know who that is. I'm not familiar, but I have heard the name and I've heard the reference to what you just said.
Right. Yeah, because I met her when she came to the Ohio rally that I went to back in the spring. And I went up to this lady's, well, I met this couple that live up near there. And when they came back through town, I went to their house and Stephen Tenner were there, and I got to stay overnight they have a second house. And so, you know, it was kind of interesting to be around, you know, just sitting back, watching, observing, you know. But she was very standoffish. She didn't want to get close to anybody, but she would be on her site like all the time. And she still is, but so it'll be interesting to find out what part she's playing in this too. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I don't listen to her all the time because it can get kind of monotonous, but so anyway, that's just
Come. Switch on light. Yeah. Give me an hour. I'm on a conference. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. What was I gonna say? Yeah, so we have something to look forward to this weekend, right? Which I guess is now, right? No, it's next weekend. It's next weekend, right? Because Thanksgiving's this week. So it's next weekend. So yay. That would be awesome. That's like a dream come true, because I remember that's what I was praying. Don't let it be true. His assassination. As a 9-year-old kid, that's what I did when I went home and, you know, watched it on television and the recap. And I'm still praying for it not to be true, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that happening at 9 years old for myself and you, and I'm sure many others. Now, I mean, of course, at the moment, I didn't realize how traumatized I was by that event, but watching my family, my mom and dad, and how they reacted, and then of course all the events that played out on TV that most people were glued to, and it was a total psyop. And it was, of course, many years later that I realized how traumatized I had been by it, and it had affected my whole life
it was supposed to just like,
yeah, exactly,
like 9/11.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where I'm going, Luna. We're thinking exactly the same thing.
No, because I see it. I see it as clear as a bell, what they were doing. And even when I was in the 9/11 trauma, and we all had it, you know, whether we are intuitive or not, it still affected you, because that's the human side of us, right? That it affects. And thinking to myself, oh my God, now we've got a real face, right? Like, to me, evil showed its face again, right? And I can't remember how old I was, but it was 20 some odd years ago. So in my 40s, right? Wow. Like, how much further did we come? We didn't. That just basically was trying to show us that we were still under control, right? We are under control. We are slaves, but we are also under their thumb. So whatever they decide to play it on the television, right? Remember tell a lie vision, yep. Right?
Yep.
Then we're like sitting ducks. Some of us, right? We're sitting ducks. And they're all just gobbling all this stuff up, right? The trauma, right? And, yep. And it's freaking scary. It's okay. What true propaganda is, right?
It's, you know, true.
What the communists have been doing over there in China, in Russia for all those years, right? That's how they were, their lives were. They were fed, you know, lies, one lie after lie, or trauma after trauma after trauma, right? All right, Chernobyl. Does anybody think that was real?
A lot of people do, but we know it wasn't. It was faked.
Yes. Yes. And yet there were a lot of movies that were made about that. And I remember watching one such, you know, where they kind of stumbled upon it and they were, you know, chased and whatnot and had to be executed. And they were executing any civilians that came onto that, whatever that area was, right?
Right.
Yeah. It was a pretty dark thing to watch. This was many, many years ago, like over 25 years ago that I watched it. But I still remember it because of the government and the control and the propaganda. And, you know, they didn't want their secret to go out, right? That they were lying to the people.
Right.
So they had these bunkers and they made up this whole place to look like, you know, the Chernobyl when it blew up, right? So yeah, it's amazing how far they'll go for a lie.
Most people don't know this, but 9/11, their plans were even worse, but the White House prevented a bunch of things mm-hmm. that they had planned from happening.
Yeah.
So it would have been worse if the White House had not been involved. And one of the things that I learned after all my years of researching 9/11 and never heard anything about it was they had a hurricane sitting in the Atlantic.
Wow.
And, you know, it's all controlled by HAARP.
Mm-hmm.
They would have slammed a hurricane right into
right the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just so, to increase the deaths, right? Like 20,000 wasn't enough, right?
Yeah, there'll be more things we learn later that were stopped. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff we learn that we would have never imagined. That
I'd heard that the White Hats, thank God that they knew. They couldn't prevent it, but they did prevent it being a lot worse than it was. And it was pretty bad just the way it was. So, yeah. I remember also this thought. I never want to see something like that ever again on this planet, ever.
Nope.
I'm so grateful to the White Hats and to the military all over the world who, you know, the generals, the 200 generals who are Q team, so grateful. Words just don't say how grateful I am. You know, I can't express it enough, my gratitude.
I agree. I don't know how we'll ever repay. We don't need to repay, but
no,
God led them.
You know how we repay? We just
stand up.
Stand up. Yeah, always stand up. Right? Always stand up for your freedom. Don't forget. Don't forget where we've come from. And going forward, just be the person you came here to be, the benevolent human being that you are. And teach others how to be a humanitarian by example, right?
I just want
to express. Yes, ma'am, you're correct.
Excuse me, express that with 9/11, I worked in. Hi, this is Kathy. I'm sorry.
Hi, Kathy.
I worked in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange building. And I knew when we got that report, our whole department was called into the conference room. We had to leave quietly. We were on the 33rd floor. And I'm like, man, I gotta walk down 33 flights of stairs, and on the way down, it dawned on me, hey, we're in a building that was targeted the same as New York.
Wow.
And so when I finally got down to the first floor, my legs felt like jello. And I happened to turn to look at the building, and I thought, my God, we could have been next, because we were on the list to be next. And fast forward, met someone who is in, is it Kyronetics? It has to do with fireworks. Mm-hmm. And they were expressing that that was not an airplane, that it was called an implosion. So someone from had to plant these devices within the underground level of both towers for them to be imploded and look like it was an explosion coming from the outside, but it was from the inside. And I think that right there woke me up, and I started looking at different things in a total different way, totally different. And then began to connect the dots and just totally wake up. And I'm grateful for that. I'm, of course, like everyone else, very regretful that they used human lives to hurt us, but then at the same time get our attention and wake us up. I wouldn't even be awake if it wasn't for that. But I'm just saying, I didn't realize at the time how profound and linking politics and money and all of that, because I never wanted to deal with politics. It was too much. I had to remember dates and people and timelines and all that. But I'm grateful I'm involved now, because I can see clearly how malevolent and dark the dark entities were. Always at work. Yeah. Always at work, because they wanted control, and they were afraid and greedy, and we have to do something, because we can't let all these new millionaires and billionaires that are coming up, because they'll have too much control. We can't let people find out that there's healthier ways to cure things and so forth. So, I'm grateful for it, but it was a horrific thing to have happen.
Yeah. Heck of a way to learn, huh?
Yeah.
Or wake up. So just imagine these other ones, the sleeping ones that have slept through a pandemic and everything that we know, right? With the shot and the intention and all that. Just imagine. And the whole world. I still keep thinking about my son when I was trying to explain it to him. He goes, but Mom, what you're saying is, that the banks and the government and everybody's complicit all over the world, and that evil has taken over. And I said, yep, that's exactly what I'm saying, right? Because that is exactly what's happening, right? So when these people wake up, that's what their reality is going to slap them in the face. And they've been asleep. So imagine that trauma, right?
Right, you pay for not paying attention.
Wow. Well, it's not their fault though, right? We know that they're programmed.
And it's so, It's so interesting, this conversation around 9/11, and I don't know if anybody else will see this comparison or not, but the whole thing that's happened with COVID and the estranged family members that many of us have experienced. I'm totally estranged from my whole family because of my choices. And I'm sure many of us have experienced that, but I'm just saying, like, back at 9/11, my older brother actually lived in New York and was there when that event happened.
Wow.
And I remember contacting him to just see if he was okay. And he said, I saw the whole thing. It was horrible. And I tried at that point, because I knew that the planes couldn't have done when seeing it. It's like, wait a minute, there's something really wrong here.
Not right. Yeah.
But he would not listen to me. Mm-hmm. He pushed me away at that point. At that point, you know, at 9/11. So this estrangement from my family started way back then. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on and only intensifying. So it is what it is, but it's just so interesting that these dark magic spells have continued.
Yep. Yeah, and it's so crazy to think 25 years later or whatever it is, right, that he's still, because it's come out many, many times, right, about 9/11 and the whole, you know, they've debunked so much of it, right? And he still is not, because he's even more programmed, right, than he was back then, right?
It's all because of the mainstream media.
Yes. Yes. That's why I really, really cannot wait for that to just go. Because they say 2 weeks of people not watching television and they'll be awake. 2 weeks.
I believe it.
And that comes from the experts, not me. Right.
Well, that's kind of amazing to hear. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks. That's all it will take.
So if we could just tell us, and imagine that your family member got killed there. I had three cousins in the building and one of my cousins died in Tower 2. Now imagine that it's in your family. I have a large family on both sides. And imagine that I'm the one who lives in New York and witnessed it with my own eyes, not on TV. And then began to learn and speak about it. And I didn't have family members in my camp. And for as many times as I tried to speak about it, I thought, what is it that makes them not hear me say this? And out of love for our cousin who died, do something about it. You know, go to your computer or just go look at some of the things that I had been looking at and learning about. It just didn't happen. And part of the reason why I'm not in touch with any family member now. Meanwhile, the sister, it was my cousin Donna who got killed. Her sister Elaine was there. I just imagine that Elaine was going through so much grief that we lost touch for years. And in the last couple of years, Elaine and I reconnected on Facebook. I went out to visit her. And I began speaking some of the truth to her. Guess who I'm not in touch with anymore? Even her.
Yeah.
And her father, who's military and over age 90. I thought that this is, you know, our reconnection, and it felt like that, but somehow there's now no contact. I don't know if she doesn't want to deal with it. Maybe she's got secrets. I don't know.
But no, I forget think, it. You know what? I think that the truth is harder than the trauma that she went through. Because it's going to re-traumatize them all over again. And you're right. She doesn't want to go there. She doesn't want to go there. But, you know, they're not going to be able to hide from the truth for too much longer, because all kinds of truths are going to come out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have many people in my family. I don't know if there's anything that could ever happen that would make them be part of my life again. I could say to them, well, this thanks for apologizing. Thanks for finally learning. But
this
I've
would
gone
be
on
it.
With my life.
RJ, so this would be it. It.
You think?
Yeah, I would think that what's coming up with the disclosures, that's why strategically we've all been placed one person in a family, just one son. Like I told you before, I've met a couple of other people who have like a sister or, you know, a sibling that they're close. So there's two of them that are awake in a family, but mostly there's only one of us. So we're the ones that they're going to come back for answers. Because they'll know that because we've known for as long as we've known, they know, they trust, they'll trust our word finally, right? Instead of, you know, Xing us out of their lives. And that's okay. At least they've got a place that they can go, right? And let's be open and receptive to that, because that's when our work really begins, right? At that moment.
That's what I've had my own sister who is on a spiritual journey, not awake, but on a spiritual journey, say to me just last week, "So, you're a Trump fan." And I said to her, I said, it's about Trump. I said, but it's bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'm not going to argue. Mm-hmm. I refuse to. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray that you, one day, your mind, body, and spirit will be receptive enough to hear and understand the truth. Yeah. I said, but I'm not going to argue. I love you. And I let it go. And that's all I could do, because it really doesn't matter to me. I'm sincerely, if someone thinks I'm crazy, because they're going to
find out. I don't think so.
They're going to end up finding out themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of sad in a way, because when people finally do wake up and know what the vaccine has done to their bodies, all kinds of stuff. They're going to be angry. Like, even if someone else tried to tell them, their anger is going to make them want to hurt something or somebody to get this feeling, this rage out of them. And they won't be able to hurt the persons or person that has actually done it, which is the elite, the cabal, because their eyes have been closed for so long. So I feel for them. I constantly am in prayer to lift them up, that when they do awaken, that they will not want to retaliate and tear up the city that they have to live in.
Just burn it. Can't return it anyway, right? No. Do I really need it? No.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a comment if possible. I tuned in a little bit late here, and I'm very sorry to hear about all the stories about, you know, the gentleman that was talking about his cousin and his family turning away from him. And all this is happening, but I've been very fortunate because I'm kind of the head of my family, and my kids have listened to me, thank goodness. They still think I'm a bit of a wackadoodle, but that's okay. But the thing is, though, is that the most important thing that we have to do as individuals is to walk our truth. And unfortunately, when we walk the truth, it's alienating a lot of people, and sometimes the people that are close to us. And but that is something that only we can attest to and we can answer to, either we're living our truth or we're not. And that, to me, is so very important, because that's at our soul level of who we are. And for all these people that have turned away, just that quote from the movie, "You can't handle the truth." Because if they listen, that means everything they believe, everything that they have believed in, is not true. And the consequences of that may be too much to handle. So it's better just to put somebody aside who doesn't follow what their truth is or what they believe to be the truth, which is complete deception. And eventually, hopefully, one day they will come around. But regardless of the effect of their reactions to you, we as individuals have to live our truth, or then we're not being true to who we are. But there are consequences, unfortunately. And lovely people, I mean, my good friend, her cousin passed away suddenly at 4 years of a heart attack. Well, gee, I wonder why. But, you know, I can't go there, because they're all following a different timeline, a different, you know, they're listening to everything that everybody's telling them, that the media is telling them. But I think with God and with our faith and being true to ourselves, we can at least look ourselves in the mirror and say we did the best that we could in this situation. because that's all we can do. That's my two cents worth with that. And love yourself, because all this stuff is to help lower your vibration and to cause doubt. And it's not doubt so much, because we know where we're headed and we know that the destruction that's been put in front of us. But it's still hard to lose family and people that think you're crazy when you know you're not.
Yes. Oh, Christian is not here.
Yeah. We are definitely transforming. There's no question about it. But remember, our truth is not everybody's truth, because they're not there yet. Just like you said, Mary, they're just not there. And when they do get there, even remotely, that's when you know, showtime, right? That's when you can, now you can't throw everything at them, right? But you can at least answer their questions. And a lot of them will be in fear, you know? And I think to the point where many of them probably for a long time won't even be able to speak to others, because it'll be that shocking, right? So
a lot of people will be suffering heavily from cognitive dissonance.
Yes.
Once it all goes down, EBS is broadcast, NASAR is announced, and everything. I'm one of the people at my work that's referred to as the go-to conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
And once
it's a great
once this title. All goes down, they're going to be like, yep, yeah, that dude was right.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah.
James, go ahead.
I don't care at all being called that, because I stand in my truth and I will not waver.
Yeah. Well, we're the souls that can use the energy that we have, right, to allow for the highest clarity, right? So that basically, you know, the message won't be filtered, right? Well, it is what it is. I mean, the truth is what it is. You can't argue the truth. But my truth at this point in my life compared to somebody else's is not their truth. And you have to respect that, right? Because they're not there. They're not going to listen to you until they're ready, until they can actually realize that they'll be able to process it and be okay. And they might not be okay for a long time, right? But they'll still want to hear some, you know, information a little bit at a time, right? To digest it and see how it feels, right? But I think a lot of people won't wake up because they know emotionally they cannot handle the truth, because they know it. Deep inside, they know it.
Not only that, something else that occurred to me, that was...
We can't hear you again.
Is that better?
Yep.
That's better, okay. One of the things that occurred to me is that there's a lot of people out there that, over time, have been telling us that we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? So... Yeah. Imagine put yourself in this position where if we put ourselves in their position and we're the ones who were telling all those people to shut up and, you know, and get a grip on your reality, and then they find out that it's them themselves that had the problem. But if they've been telling all these people to shut up for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's not them, they gotta shut up, it's me.
Yeah, you got static now. Lots of noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, old souls means we're ancient. Okay? So our wisdom is ancient. There's no denying our truth, right? We see things exactly for what they are. That's what we're here for. Why? Because we've already seen this a million times over in other worlds, right? This isn't the first one. This isn't the first paradigm shift that you're here for, right? You've been here before. That's why you're here, because you know how to do this. That's why I say everything on our path will be given to us, will come on your path when it's time. So we don't have to worry, how are we going to do all these projects all over the world? Everything is going to go click, click, click. Perfect. Exactly when we need it, right? The people will show up, the technology will show up, all this stuff. Everything's going to be perfect. We just have to align ourselves with the truth, which we have, and stay true to who you are, no matter what. Like Anne-Marie said, you know, there are lots of distractions out there to try and knock us off our center. But just stay firm. That's why I say keep your vibration high, because when you keep it high, you know, it gets harder and harder for them to knock you off, right? It's when you're sitting on the fence and you're not really sure whether you should go with this idea or that idea, right? That you can fall over like Humpty Dumpty, right? So, yeah. Gio, couldn't hear you at all.
So I just wanted to say that kind of along what Luna was talking about, it's just like, you know, when somebody wakes, you're awakened and you're trying to give somebody information that they're not ready to hear. It's like you're speaking a whole nother language. And I experienced that when I took Marshall Rosenberg's nonviolent communication training certification. And then I started teaching it. In these workshops, I would always run into, it seemed like every group of people, there was always one that said, oh, it's like, quit shooting at me from that nonviolent communications foxhole. You know, it's just like, you're just too kind. You know, your language is so different. And I just don't understand what you're talking about. And so our language, of course, is got a real violent nature to it. And so until you see that and you step away from it and you change your language, just like speaking a different French or whatever your language is, it changes. And people just don't know how to receive it because they really literally don't understand it. It's totally foreign to them. And I think that this is this situation that we're talking about right now is very much the same thing.
But Talson, don't you think too that it's also because their programming is whatever it is, and we're not talking what their programming is. It's like we have a different software program, right?
Exactly.
And so exactly. When you talk to them, they kind of look at you like, huh? You know, and yeah. So they pick on, well, you're speaking a different language, or, you know, I don't understand what you're, because they don't. They really, truly don't. It's not that they don't want to. I believe that they just, because that's the program. They're not supposed to at that time until that light comes on. That's like the switch, the on switch to the truth, right? And whatever it is that's going to trigger them, and we know what's coming for them, so we know what that trigger is going to be now. And as much as we hate to think of the pain that they're all going to go through, the trauma, the instant, you know, oh my God, everything is a lie in my life, and you know, there was only actually one person in my life that was telling me the truth. I don't know how soon they'll come to that conclusion, but at some point they're going to realize that there is somebody that they can go to, and you're the people that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So
agreed.
Get ready, because it can be before the end of this year.
Soon. Right? Mm-hmm. Very soon.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Especially if next weekend JFK comes out, that ought to wake up a lot of people, don't you think? Hello? It's a heck of a way to wake up, but, you know, it's a little bit better than what I thought was going to happen. So this is, I welcome it. I really do, because I think it'll be a lot, it'll cushion the blow. Just his presence. And of course,
I hope you're right, but I have a feeling a lot of people will say, nah, it's not him. There'll be those who just, like you said, can't believe.
It's okay.
But many will believe because they've been like you in your heart and have said they've hoped and prayed all their lives that wasn't true.
Because those are the people who don't believe in their intuition, right? Whereas that's been my guiding force my whole life. I don't go by anything else. I don't know how to be anything else other than that, right? It's that strong in me. It is who I am. So, but those people who didn't really, you know, trust it because the thought came in, right? But they ignored it. And then they just bought into the rhetoric, right? That the cabal was feeding us all those years later, right? And still to this day, right? They bought into that program. And so they deviated from the truth, right?
Very true, Luna. The trust factor is huge in this. Mm-hmm. All of us have the ability to collect the data from our intuition, but if we don't trust ourselves, then we don't listen to it, and it's lost.
Yeah,
well, you have to listen to it.
It's very hard. Sorry, maybe that's me.
Yeah.
It's very hard to discern because I think there are people from their indoctrination that, and they're like you said before, they've all had MK Ultra, and I want to give them, you know, the opportunity. So I really pray for people with open minds and open hearts because I know that MK Ultra was some strong stuff, and I don't know how you get them out of it besides med beds or something. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir. Go ahead.
Turning off the TV is good too, right? When they shut that off, that's going to be a big help. It's going to be a big help.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay. So this is Nash from London. Let's add into what Luna said, because I got this last year. Trump is going to introduce JFK, followed by Michael Jackson, Diana, followed by Michael Jackson. And the reason why I'm bringing this on, I've had this for a year. What's going to happen is that the frequency of the planet is at 65% now. It's dropped a bit. What's going to happen with Jumpstart will take the frequency to the next level. Fear, it's a frequency. It will now reduce. And if in the process, RV comes out, goodness me, the planet will now be on a high, shall we say. That's what I want to say. Please, please believe in yourself. I've had this since last year. But as soon as Luna brought it up, I was able to know, I knew this last year. Yeah. That's what's coming. Trump will bring those. And guess what's going to happen on the face of this planet? Think about when JFK comes out. Now, there's been when JFK Jr. comes out, just think of when Diana comes out. Think of where Michael Jackson comes out. Think of where, I mean, we're talking all continents. Yeah. Bob Marley comes out.
Yeah.
Tupac comes out.
Yeah.
It's everyone is going to identify the planet, the frequency will now shoot to a level fear gets so reduced. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Nash. Yeah. Yeah. Something to think about, huh? Yeah.
RJ, you're up.
It's going to be amazing. It is. I look at it as a very, very positive step in mankind's elevation, you know, vibration. It will kickstart that new vibration. I prefer to think of it that way and not go with the doubters. Because we're always going to have doubters, but I think they're going to be a lot fewer than the ones like us that, you know, wanted him to be alive or want them to be alive. We all deserve a happy ending, don't we? It's about time. It's about time. We've been, you know, pushed down, kept down, lied to. So I'm ready for the new. You know, the world full of love, peace, joy, light. That's my kind of world. So I'm going to go with that stream. And I'm going to think about nothing else.
I think the way they're going to do it is going to blow people away, and it's going to be gentle and clear and loving and brilliant. That's just what I wanted to say. I just feel that has become obvious to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Our job is to keep our vibration high, right? So that we can be the strongest that we've ever been for those that are not necessarily feeling that strong initially, because they're going to be in shock, right? So, and you know, put it out there, you know, in your prayers or just even in your thoughts, that you're okay with your family members coming to you. Because remember, when they come to you, they're ready to listen. They won't come until they're ready. Then just don't dump everything on them. Just take your cues from them, right? Little information. When you're dealing with the child, and this is the way I want you to think about this, okay? When these people come to ask you whatever they're going to ask you, don't give them any more information than what they asked you for. Because our tendency is to tell them everything, right? Because we want to share it, right? Because we know the truth. So, but don't. Just answer their question, and then they'll sit with it, right? And they'll ask you more. When they want more, they'll ask you more. So just, that's the way you do it with a child. You don't tell a child anything more than what they ask you, right? So
it's very true. I've always used the analogy, like you're taking them to the hors d'oeuvre table. You know, just let them take a little sample of it, what they want, what they're ready for, and nothing more. And they'll come back when they're ready.
Absolutely.
And it's the best way to do it.
And they will come back because they trust you, even though they didn't trust you. They didn't trust you. Right? Because you're the only person that they know that actually can give them answers. Right? Because most people don't do research like we do. Right? They don't have time for it. Then again, they weren't programmed for it. We are. We're truthers, right? So we're going to go search, 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 and continue searching until it feels right for us, right? Like my son said, you can find anything to support your, you know, what you believe in. And he's right. And he's right. But I said to him, the only difference is, you look at that material and you believe whatever it is that you're reading. I don't necessarily believe it. I feel it.
Yeah.
That's a big difference, right? So when you feel it, it's your intuition's telling you, yep, or nope, you need to do a little bit more, right? To uncover more stuff to get the whole picture, right?
If I may add something here to all of us gathered now, I would like to say something to you. Our job, you'd be surprised to know, we don't have to do much.
No.
They will come to us. You know why? It's because all of these people, including my own family, are glued to that television. Television.
Yep.
Tell a lie. They will believe it. Oh, my family's 100%. Everything that you guys are talking, I'm going through it. So yeah. I keep myself to myself. Yeah. But I will say this to you. I pray, this is what was given to me. Trump will introduce JFK. JFK will introduce Diana. Diana will introduce Michael Jackson. Okay, these three would shoot because they all, it's JFK is generational.
Mm-hmm.
Luna and a lot of people. There were eight, there were eight and so on and so forth. That's generational. It will address them. Then comes Diana, all the Diana fans all over the world will address them. Guess what? All the emotional trauma starts to deplete, go down. The excitement is up. When Michael Jackson comes up, all the Michael Jackson fans come up. When Prince come up, or Prince come, they, so we've got the television that's going to work in favor. We're going to have to do less. They will come to us, but there will be more. I'm picturing my own family glued to that television, massive screen, 58. What is it, size 58, all glued to TV all day. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And I think it's a much better way, you know, to bring back these people like JFK and JFK Jr. and, you know, et cetera, Princess Diana, especially, because they'll have the greatest effect. Their deaths, quote unquote, had a profound effect on
everything. Yeah.
So them coming back is the way they're going to raise the vibration. Right, just from sheer elation. Yes, there are going to always be the doubters, but don't worry about them because they will come along, because the vibration will raise, so they'll have to as well. They'll come, those that are supposed to, you know, be a part of this will wake up. They will wake up, and they'll think about it after, you know, a week or two or month or whatever, and then they'll realize that, yeah, you know, it is right. There's this terrible thing that's been going on in our world, right, that we've been lied to, and they'll accept it. But this is a much nicer way than just spilling all the yucky stuff, like the pedophilia and the trafficking, you know, of not just of the children, but, you know, men and women, right, that have also been trafficked. That's a much better way, having them come back, right? I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
The monkey effects will kick in.
So fingers crossed. And this time next week we'll be we'll know something, right?
Yeah. It's funny because not funny, but going back to what Taliesin was saying earlier about Trump saying stuff about Thanksgiving and the turkeys being like ungodly expensive. I've noticed that on his Tuesday speech on the 15th and like the past one or two rallies that he was saying, don't bother to get, you know, turkey on Thanksgiving or you won't even have a Thanksgiving and things along that nature, which, yeah, it kind of leads me to believe that something big will go down by then, if not before.
Wow, that's great. That's like 3 days, right? Three, four, what is it? The fifth? 5 days.
5 days, yeah.
24th, five. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm kind of, I don't want to say curious, but I can't wait for this to happen, is I've been trying to follow it, is the Galactic Federation. And I know that you gave me some sites to look at a while back, and I have been... every couple of days, I listen to what these two particular sites are saying. And the one, and I don't remember which one it was, said that they didn't think that we were ready yet. That a while back, it made it sound like they were going to make their presence known. But now this latest update is that they didn't feel that people were ready until maybe after the first of the year. I don't know.
Yep.
But that those that want to have their presence known, that could be a possibility. So when I pray to my angels, I pray to them because I know that they're looking out for us too, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And I do believe that we are ready, but as far as the ET meeting our galactic family, yeah, I've heard next year. So, but I think it's because we've got to get this other stuff out of the way.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get probably us prepared for even more disclosure.
Even more disclosure, and to have 6 months to kind of assimilate, because it's a lot for them, right? We've learned it bit by bit by bit throughout your lifetime, but they're going to learn it like this. They're going to hear about it just like that. And it's going to be a lot for them to process, even just one aspect, never mind all the stuff that they're going to learn about, right? So that I think 2023, probably not before, I would say June of next year. That's my best guesstimate.
Can I say something?
Sure, Nash. You have a lot of static to go when you talk.
Still got static?
Maybe you're moving. Are you moving?
Right, I am. I'm okay now? Or you got static?
Now you're okay.
Okay.
But it comes and goes.
I don't understand it. This is the Federation of Light.
Mm-hmm.
The galactic, we have the Alliance.
Yes.
Galactic Federation is part of it. I'm going to say this thing that came through yesterday, which is this. It was a code which was given that the frequency, first of all, look to human resonance is always the indicator. At this moment in time, human resonance is very high. Yeah. So the higher the frequency, the easier for all the galactic to interact with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Be careful of the, I'm going to use the American term, comms, because infiltration one time was infiltrated by the dark eye.
Yeah, it's just information, remember?
Yeah, thank you. So I am in that direction. The ability to be able to liaise with us is because of the human sentiment so high, it's untrue. And it goes links to, if you want to know, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit over all flesh. That means all truth has to come out. This is what's happening. This is what is happening. So just remember what those days that was given, 24th, 28th, and a bit of brown December. We're ready. Be ready.
Be ready. Yeah.
11/24 would be 11/11/22.
Yeah.
Julian.
Yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, right. So maybe that.
Right.
Yeah, that trying to turn around that spell too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, George, we've got some stuff to read. You want to read them or you want me to read them? You want me to read them? Okay. Yeah. So, Lily says, I'm flying to Denver on Tuesday to spend the holiday with my daughter. She says, what will happen if I'm not at home and something happens? Are you talking about RV? Lily?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, you can always take your stuff with you, but you're going to be going back home, are you not?
Yes.
So
I'll be flying out Thursday. I mean, Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. I would probably, if it was me, I would probably take my stuff with me. I would take it with me.
Okay.
Just in case, you know, everything else kind of spills out. They close the borders or, you know, whatever. No? Jill says no.
Can't take it with you. No. No, don't take it with you. Yeah.
Is she flying? Are you flying or are you driving?
I'm flying.
Oh, she's flying. No, you can't
with you. Yeah, you can't take any currency or bonds on the plane. The reason the value will be exceeding $10,000.
Oh.
But what you can do, if we, for example, let's say you have RV today, but you're already on the plane somewhere else. So what you do is you phone, you make your appointment for when you get back, or you can take a special plane back, your choice.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can do one or two things. Don't take anything with you. Just hide it in a good place at home. And then just make sure that you, when you make your original phone call for your appointment, make it for when you get back, or if you need to come back earlier, take a special plane back earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. They should refund you on most tickets. They can refund you and when you have to change your date, right? If you're getting a return ticket, if you're only going one way, this doesn't apply. But at the return ticket, they can take off whatever the difference is and charge you that extra, right?
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay. So for most, sometimes if it's a special deal and it's a return flight, they won't refund it. But at this point, you're not going to care anyway. You're going to go. Right. You're not going to care. So put it on your credit card, whatever.
Okay. Sorry, I'm late. I just got so tied up in errands and everything.
No problem.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of reading something. And I don't know who iPhone is. This isn't Lily. It said, yep, I read a suggestion that we make sure we are with people that on Thanksgiving that we feel okay in case we're stuck with them for a while. Yeah. And I think that's
yeah. I wrote that. That was me.
That was you? Okay.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, if you are stuck with some people that you don't want to be with, you're gonna have to deal with it. But that means Luna, that you're in the right place. You're gonna be in the right place. Go ahead.
Hey, Luna. I'm sorry. I lost you before, and what you guys were saying. I just want to confirm. So, if it happens, and I'm already in Denver. Do I
make an appointment?
Do you think I should rent a car or just
whatever you, how long will it take you to get home?
That's a long drive back to Texas.
Well, if that was the only mode of transportation that you had.
Right.
Okay. Right. Then I guess you'll have to do that. You just have to factor that in when you make your appointment, right? Give yourself extra time. As long as you call within the first 3 days, if you have a Zim, you have to call within the first 3 days.
Make
an appointment, yeah. But you can make your appointment for, up to, I don't know, 14 days, 30 days. Nobody knows. Oh. It's just information, right? Okay. But I'm just saying, as soon as you get back, but give yourself a couple of extra days in case something happens, right?
Okay. Okay.
Right.
And I cannot bring any of my stuff.
No, not if you're flying, you can't, because there is that limit. At least here in Canada, there's a limit. We can't travel with more than $10,000.
Right.
So, and
well, I'm sure that I'm probably not the only person in this position.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I know another member who's gone for 10 days because her daughter's getting married in another state. I think it's in California and they're in Arizona or whatever, but same thing, right? They'll just have to fly home when that happens. And I'll definitely, call you personally, because I know that you're away. So you don't have to worry. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just thanks. Have fun with your daughter.
I haven't seen her for a year. So
yeah. So that's
really looking forward to seeing her.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Anybody else have anything? So we're going to wind down now. Bye, Sandy. Have a great weekend.
It's cold here and I have to go out and I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, we've got snow here, so we know
20, like 25 degrees today and very windy.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Be warm.
Bye.
I think that's another thing, by the way, because, you know, they have HAARP. The good guys have HAARP and they can wield it. I think the weather is an indicator that there's a reason to process why the weather is so cold or snowy or something that's a little bit abnormal. I mean, New York also, it's not normally this cold right now. It's going to be cold all week. Mm-hmm. I think that's an intention. I mean, it's kind of obvious. And I can feel the HAARP frequency moving through me. You know, I don't get that cold that easily, but I just feel it. So stay warm.
Yeah. Well, that's to keep us indoors too, right? Because they're still doing arrests and all that stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Keeps us, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I have a quick question. Sure. Do we know if we're still going to be presenting our projects? As I keep reading all kinds of different.
You will not be presenting your projects. You're going to just exchange.
That so we'll just happens. Leave a copy.
That you can, if they, I'm not even sure they'll take it, but sure, take it with you. You know?
So you how prepared. Will we get the projects going then? Well, will we just, how?
That you'll be talking to your wealth manager about your projects.
So we will just be exchanging Zim and
your currency.
They will not and our currency and redeeming Zim and exchanging currency. And we will hang on to our projects for now until.
Well, you will show them that you have a project in order to get your contract rate. And if they want a copy of it, absolutely have a copy ready for them to give to them. Because they'll hand it over to the wealth manager or whoever is associated with them.
Okay, good.
For your next appointment. But then you'll be connected with us on the QFS. So we're the ones that are going to help you with your project, right?
Right.
Do
right.
The costing, or they'll do some of the costing, or we don't really know what the wealth manager's position is. Honestly, until we get there, right? Because everything that you read is just information.
I know, it was just confusing. So yeah,
don't read that stuff. Just wait until you get there, and then you'll know exactly what's going on.
So we're not going to be presenting at this point. We're just going to be bringing
the. You're going to give a brief description of what your project is.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because they really aren't going to have the time when you think about how many people they got to go through. They are not going to have time to do a presentation like some of these other groups are saying.
Yes,
that's true. Anyway, it's just information. So they could be right. But I tend to think that they're not going to have that kind of time. They want us out in 15, 20 minutes. How much of a presentation are you going to be able to give? Just showing them the templates. Just showing them the templates shows that you have a project and that you're connected with a group who's going to help you execute that, right?
Okay. Yeah, I have a little packet for them that I already made, but you know, I could just give it to them and I have my own. So, you know, if they don't want to hear it at this point, I can always present it later.
Great.
But through the wealth manager. Okay, I just wanted to know because a lot of different information floating around.
Yep.
All over the place.
All
you
right.
know, and just wanted to see if I could get an answer. Thank you.
No problem. All right, guys. Any more questions before we go? Bye, Becky. Was that a bye, Becky, or you have a question?
No, that was a
bye. That was a bye-bye, right?
We're closing down. I got some stuff I need to take care of. So have a good day.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, honey. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Emily, talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Yep. Bye, Patty. Bye, Tam.
Bye, everyone. Love you.
Bye, Patricia.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And
I'm
Nash,
just trying to get out of my car. I'm sorry. No, Luna, I'm sorry. It's just that now that I'm working, Saturday's my only day to run around. And
absolutely.
And I'm just not able to make the, you know, I'm doing my best, but I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it, honey.
Yep. You know, but,
don't worry. There's nothing really happening these days. You'll hear about it. We'll post it. So,
and yeah,
call, right?
So we're hoping like next week, right? Sometime next week.
Between now and next week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I keep hearing.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have a nice Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah. Well, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. We already had ours.
Oh, okay. We have
ours in October.
Nice weekend, then.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
a nice
Thank you.
The
we will.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.
How can we close this? All right, leave.
Bye, Lily. Okay.